What's up, Clipper Nation?
Hey, guys.
It's Friday.
It is.
Came in a little hot. I hope that didn't clip. It might sound really bad at the intro of this, but I promise the rest of it's real good.
As always, baby.
We're coming at you on a Friday. It's me, William the Opinion Uptake.
And I am positive Chuck Mockler.
And we are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network.
Absolutely.
We're coming at you 2 days a week.
Right now.
But the most important 2 days of the week.
Yeah, Tuesday and Friday.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And when free agency starts, given all the news with the Nets trade and everything, I don't think it's too crazy to think we might be back at around 5 days a week when free agency starts.
Yeah, I mean, we love free agency. So.
Everyone does.
Anyway. We got a heck of a show lined up for you today.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do a couple of report cards. These ones are going to be kind of mingled together because we didn't get to see a whole lot of these guys, but we're going to be doing Garrett Temple and Wilson Chandler.
Woo-woo.
Do they have a combo name?
I was trying to think of one, but none of them were very good. Garrett Chandler sounds like a real person's
name. Chandler sounds like a stand-up comedian in the Catskills.
Yeah, and he's bad.
Is that what it's called, the Catskills?
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, sorry. Segue in there.
Now we got that for
and
you.
And then we got some more prospect rundowns for you. Big surprise.
Only one guard this time.
Guard.
There was a bunch more. I shortened it because there were too many guards and I was getting too mad.
Yeah.
Looking at all the guard numbers.
That's fair. And then we're going to wrap things up with a little bit of free agency talk.
Yeah.
Talk about winning an Oracle, which, you know, some teams that you may have heard of have done it better than others.
Some can, some can't.
And then we're going to wrap things up with everybody's favorite segment.
This is
segment,
a good one.
Love, marry, kill.
Hell,
and since we got those new earned jerseys this year, because we made the playoffs, in case you didn't know.
I don't like those jerseys.
Today's love, marry, kill is going to be special dish jerseys.
There's some good ones on here.
All right, let's get into it.
But first, quick shout out to Tom Zurbin.
Tom's Urban.
Over there at
it's
LA Live.
It's the spot to drink at Staples.
It is a spot to drink. There's over 50 different beers at the U Pour floor. Have a Modelo, have a Michelada, maybe have a giant gin and tonic. I think you can get pictures of them there.
Also, a ton of screens.
70.
I'm going to re-quote at Matt Chonger's great quote.
Oh,
they
got
more screens than a Trezent Lou pick and roll.
One more time. Tom's Urban, LA Live. Okay. Welcome to the Garrett Temple and Wilson Chandler season rundowns.
What's up?
Honestly, that's a fair reaction, I feel like, to how their seasons went. Okay, so how did we get them for the uninitiated? If you're brand new to the Clippers.
We gave up he who should not be named.
He gone.
We got Garrett Temple. And we got a little guy named Jamichael Green.
Garrett Temple, yes, and Green, fantastic trade. Wilson Chandler was acquired in the Tobias Boban and Mike Scott trade to the 76ers.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he was working through an injury, I believe hamstring.
Yes, he was inactive for the first 9 games due to a quad injury.
Quad. Those are all too close.
And I agreed. I think a lot of us thought he might get bought out / wouldn't play that much because of the injury situation.
Nah, I didn't think that for a second.
That was definitely not the case. So we're going to do Garrett Temple first, and then we're going to run down Wilson Chandler. Garrett Temple. We're just going straight off the numbers here.
Modest numbers.
Modest numbers. Averaging a cool 5-3-1 in 20 minutes per game.
He played 20 minutes a game?
He did. Down from 31 in Memphis.
Dang.
Which is a lot.
Well, Memphis, though, they don't have
not a good team. Yeah. On splits of, strap yourselves in for these, 39% from the field.
Oh.
30% from three.
All right.
74% from the free throw.
Okay.
Defensive rating, 111. Offensive rating, 106. Not good.
Yeah, so I was running down this. Like, his per 100 numbers, his entire career are not very good.
No, they're average.
He's had, they're less than average.
Okay, well, I'm a bit of a Garrett Temple head, so.
He's had 1 year, I believe. Yeah, 1 year, 14 of 15 season, in which he's had a positive net rating.
Pretty good year for him.
And this year for the Clippers, he had a -5 net rating,
yes,
which is actually one of his stronger net ratings
oh,
in
no,
his 8-year career.
Yeah,
sorry.
It,
oh man, sorry. Wow, I really kicked that off. I set that tone on a
definitely
bad note.
I'm the positive one. But so I think the biggest thing to take from these numbers is that 20 minutes per game figure.
Mm-hmm.
That's what most people. One of the things that I feel like fans were mostly upset about this year were these two guys and their playing time.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of thought it should have been less.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of, with so much youth, I was kind of the one saying, oh, we need to develop these guys. But part of me thinks we were maybe winning I think Doc has his veteran trust thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we were maybe just kind of winning too much for him to want to try and develop young guys in the middle of trying to win.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's fair. And we've talked about this before, but that's just going to be an ongoing struggle for us. We have too much talent. We're going to, I mean, I think, you know, long term, we're going to end up packaging guys and
for sure
making a.
He played, and you know, like when he picked, there were some spots when he played some good defense.
For sure.
Temple, specifically that game against the Mavs. We did win 121-112, but Doncic was destroying us. He had a triple-double. I believe he had, it might have been his first triple-double. But Temple's asked to guard him for around 22% of their offensive possessions, held him to 3 points, all from free throws, one assist, and forced three turnovers.
Yeah, so he was so up and down defensively.
Yes.
He's had some really competent performances, but other times, and I wouldn't even say other times, I would say it felt like the majority of the time, he would have as many or more fouls as minutes that he played.
There was a lot of foul trouble situations.
Like he would, in his, you know, like in his first few minutes of play, rack up at least two or three
so
fouls
fast.
So fast.
And part of it, I talked to him after when he, because in this game against the Mavs, he had foul trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put him on Luka and we were all kind of like, how is this gonna work? And he explained it pretty well. He was like, I had two fouls, and then he tries to talk to the refs and have a dialogue.
Yeah.
And so that's what can kind of help him figure it out. But sometimes it's like, man, maybe just don't get the two fouls so you don't have to start that dialogue.
Yeah.
Don't dig yourself in that hole. But like you said, he was good in spots, but was a net negative, I would say, maybe more often than not. Looking at the stats, in a 10-point loss to Minnesota, he was minus 32.
Yeah, that one's not really fair, though.
Yeah, it was 2 days after the deadline. He was minus 11 and a 6-point loss to Utah in 20 minutes, which I think that is what encapsulates the fans'
frustrating loss.
It was just kind of like 20 minutes in a game. You know, we only lost by six. He was minus 11. It's one of those things where it's like there could have been some more minutes given to certain players.
Frustrating loss.
Yes. And it always felt like 20 minutes was too much.
Mm-hmm.
It was. Temple was one of those guys where it was like, oh, Temple's still out there.
Yeah.
What would be your season grade for Garrett Temple?
I might have had too high of expectations.
Okay.
Maybe just because I was so glad to get Bradley out of there.
I might have had, because I didn't have as much knowledge of the Grizzlies, maybe more expectations for Garrett Temple than for JaMychal Green.
Yeah, well,
I understand that being stupid now for sure.
He's just the older, he's the older player, and he seemed to me like kind of more like he could be a solid, like, on-ball defender.
Just plug and play or something.
Hopefully knock down some shots. You know, he's never been like a great three-point shooter.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He didn't really.
I was going to say C-.
I was going to say D.
Because in terms of expectations, it was like, you know, we didn't bring him into fortify anything. He wasn't as crucial of a bench piece, I don't think. And obviously the returns, like, from what we gave up was fine.
The returns were great.
But yeah, so it's like C-.
Yeah, I'm going with a D.
Not a lot of time to gel with the young guys.
Yeah.
Tough go.
One thing I will say, though, great hang. I mean, that's
fantastic,
to me,
dude.
You know what? I'm willing to go C-.
Fantastic
He's getting a passing grade because he's a good hang.
He's a good hang.
Good locker room guy. Consummate professional.
Very
with the media.
Very friendly in interviews. One of the nicer, as two people who are pretty new to interviewing professional athletes, he makes it very easy.
He's also like, man, he's down to talk even after he has a garbage game.
Yes. Weirdly, not after he has good games.
Yeah.
He had a couple of good games where I was like, I really want to talk to Garrett, and he was just like,
I don't remember what game it was, but JaMychal had like a fire game.
It might have been when he went 8-9. He was like,
he's out so fast.
So that was Garrett Temple. And now we're going to get into Wilson Chandler. Disappointing run with the Clippers. I think also maybe from his standpoint too, just because of the injury.
Yeah. So I mean, like, I'm going to chalk a lot of this up to injury.
Agreed.
But at this point in his career, you know, I'm not real sure how much you can kind of depend on. I do think that his game has evolved in a way that does aid itself to him being older now.
He's figured that out very well.
Yeah, yeah. So after he didn't play at all in the 15-16 season, and then you know, he's been somewhat limited ever since.
Yeah.
And yeah, injuries were an issue all this season for him. I don't think that we ever really truly saw him at full strength. Maybe towards the end, maybe in the first round of the playoffs.
I'd say literally
in spurts.
Literally the last games. Because he only had 15 games for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is brutal. He averaged 4-3-1 in 15 minutes per game, down from 26 minutes per game in Philly.
Yeah.
Which kind of blows my mind. On splits of 35, 32, 71, defensive rating 112, offensive rating 94.
In Philly, he was hitting shots at an almost 40% clip from three.
Yeah.
And they did need him to space the floor. And
he was healthier.
Yeah, I feel like he does still space the floor pretty well. He does get some amount of respect on that end.
Definitely.
I don't know. It was just early on when he came back, it was a little bit hard to watch. I'm a big Wilson Chandler fan.
Yeah, another fantastic dude.
Yeah, he great dude. I loved him and Gallo as a pairing. I was really excited for him to come back, for them to be teammates again. And there were it was just clear that he wasn't fully healthy. He was having trouble moving laterally, especially and getting up and down the court at the speed he normally would. And at 32 years of age, I'm not sure. I think going into this offseason healthy is definitely a bonus. I'm just not sure. I think that he can get back to at least averaging double digits, at least knocking down 3 out of 4 from three or something.
That would be nice. Someone on Twitter put it well. They said he didn't seem like he had anything left in the tank.
Yes.
And just from injuries, I was like, it seems true, man. He was trying. Yeah. He sure as hell was. I mean, the effort was there.
Definitely.
That offensive rating and defensive rating that I mentioned, I think is one of the reasons fans were a little kind of baffled by the 15 minutes per game. Even that felt a little much sometimes. He was another quick.
Who else would you play?
I don't know.
I just think that we.
I agree, but it was just like
we needed him, and we needed him to play those minutes.
Yeah. It's funny. I was looking at his best moments and whatnot, which through 15 games, there's not too many to pick.
Mm-hmm.
But his best moment was in the 31-point comeback against the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
He actually had two. He hit a buzzer beater at the end of the third, which got the lead to 14. His only other made bucket in that game was with 5 seconds left in the first quarter.
Nice.
So maybe the two most clutch shots of his career were in the same game, which is pretty tight.
I kind of liked watching him with the young guys, too.
So that's what I was going to say. My next one was going to be locker room presence.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic vet to have around young dudes.
Yeah.
Knows the game, has obviously bounced around a little bit, knows how to deal with injuries, and like you said, understands sometimes when your role needs to shift.
Definitely.
So for like, he'd be a guy who maybe after he played, I would love to see on a staff somewhere as just like rookie helper. I don't know what the term is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, rookie helper, of course.
Yeah, rookie. Every team has a rookie helper. But he was great for that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm happy Shea was around him.
Definitely.
Rookie helper is one of my more embarrassing moments on this podcast. Liaison. Also, when the Nipsey Hussle news hit, he was like, he
shook.
He was really feeling it. A lot of the guys were gravitating towards him in the locker room for that even keel presence, which I think you can't really put. That was unstatable, some would say. I just thought of that term.
Wow.
For my season grade, I'm giving him an incomplete.
You know what? I second that. That's
no
great.
Fault through his own. He got that's hurt. Great. An incomplete. This is like an incomplete you give a kid who you're like, dude, your parents, this is not your fault that you're not in school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you this incomplete. This is not a reflection on you.
Yeah, I think that, I don't know. I guess I'd be interested to maybe give it one more go at like a vet min or something.
Perfect segue. Chandler makes $12.8 million last year. Temple made $8 million. Would you want either of these guys re-signed? I asked Clipper Nation on Twitter. Hefty no for Wilson Chandler. A lot of Wilson Chandler hate. Some of it kind of rude, which I thought.
Wow. I'm not available for it.
I'm not here for that at all. Everyone kind of said they wanted Temple over Chandler. I think we're getting both these guys probably on a vet man.
Mm-hmm.
I'd take both of them.
Interesting. I think it depends.
We're going to need those fill-in pieces, and I think sometimes when guys have already been on a team, if we get, say we land a big free agent, we can sell them, be like, hey, you played with us before.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving you a pretty good shot at a ring at some point.
It's true.
You know our guys.
Mm-hmm.
Plus you get Magruder's. Someone pointed out that because Magruder's there, we might not keep them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would make a little bit of sense. I don't know. It's hard to say. You know, they both do have some playoff experience, which is nice. And at a vet, man, I mean, how much do you really have to lose?
That's what I'm saying. Andrew Bogut made $400,000 this year. it's not that big a deal. Let us know what you guys think about Temple and Chandler. Their names sound like they should hang out together.
Yeah, definitely.
Garrett and Wilson, Temple and Chandler.
I don't know. I kind of like be curious to see what these guys look like through the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Any chance either of them gets overpaid by someone else? Like some weird offer? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Coming up after this, we'll be talking some prospects, only one of which is a point guard. But first, your dad is probably listening to this podcast right now.
Oh, yeah. Your dad loves Locked On Clippers.
Your dad probably needs to pull his dang pants up. You need to get your dad.
Wait, he's listening to this podcast with his pants down?
He's on a walk. He's outside. He's hanging out with his friends. He's sagging
with
his
pants down?
They're just falling down.
It seems like they're around his ankles.
That's on you, sir. I just said the words. You put the image in your own head. That's besides the point. Check out Grip 6 Belts. If you're Will's,
keep your dad's pants from being around his ankles.
If you're Will's dad, his pants are on his ankles. If you're my dad, they're just sagging down a tiny bit at work. One more time, that is Grip 6 Belts. Checking them out online. So welcome to the Prospect Rundown. Big shout out to anyone listening to us on the Himalaya app.
Yep.
You can find us on there. You can order episodes. You can listen to us do post-game, then pre-game to see if our predictions were right.
That's true.
Usually they were.
Oh, yeah, because you can set up your own little like playlist.
It's fantastic.
It's great. You could listen to the whole season on shuffle.
Yeah, if you're a complete lunatic, you could put every episode that we didn't listen on shuffle on the Himalaya app. Shout out Himalaya app. Let's get into these prospects. So I've been holed up in the Locked On Clippers film room.
Okay.
Which is my work desk. I put a blanket over it, though, so they can't see what I'm watching. There's only one guard we're going to be talking about, thank God. Justin Wright Foreman, 6'1", 190.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of a stout guy.
Yeah.
Which I think because of Van Vliet and Lowry, stout boys are going to be the new...
That's not that stout.
All right. 6'1", 190 is pretty stout.
I guess. I'm like 6'2", 185.
Yeah, but you're not NBA muscle 185. No disrespect. He played 4 years at Hofstra. His scoring progression was pretty nice for those 4 years. 1.6 points his freshman year per game. Bumped that up.
You're not going to get a whole lot of time.
Bumped that up to 18.
Okay.
Then 24 and then 27 points per game his senior year.
Quick cue. Where's Hofstra?
Couldn't tell you. Midwest? East Coast? The South? It sounds like it could be any of them. So his senior year numbers were 27, 4, and 3 and 37 minutes per game. Listen to this. 42% from three on 7 attempts per game.
Wow.
86% from the line.
Oh, it's in Long Island, New York.
There we go. So this is another shorter guard who can score. We already talked about our guy who plays for the Fighting Camels, who is literally the highest scorer in D2 history, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He was around, I think he was shorter than this. He was 5'9". But he was another guy who shot an absurd percentage from three. I was watching video of Justin Wright Foreman. Handles.
Yeah.
Guy has a tight handle. Kind of a weird shooting stroke.
Okay.
But it goes in.
How's the release? Is it high? Is it low?
It's high.
Okay.
It's a high release that he gets off really fast. And obviously, I mean, 42% on 7 threes, it works. He got to play in that 3-on-3 Vegas tourney.
Mm-hmm.
And was actually MVP of that tourney. So his 1v1 skills are really good. Like him in space, he's also got crazy hops.
Yeah.
But again, the height, the positioning, the fact that we scouted a guy who's even shorter and somehow scores more points per game, I just don't see the fit.
Yeah.
Unless we were talking about this before we recorded, and hear us out.
Guys, what do you think about this?
Perhaps the Clippers are trying to revolutionize how the game of basketball is played at the professional level.
We're thinking four guards.
Four pure shooters.
Yeah.
Guys who had 42% in college on multiple attempts.
Yeah. And one or two guys who are like a great one-on-one scorer as well.
Yes.
In those guards.
Four of those guys.
Yes.
And then...
one huge true center. Like an Andre Drummond type who averages like more rebounds than points.
Yeah. And then you just try and bang home threes. Worst case scenario, the big guy gobbles them up.
Yeah.
Based on who we're working out right now, that's what seems like we're going to run out next year. So let's get into positions of need. Dalton Homes or Holmes, H-O-M-M-E-S. Unclear on how to pronounce it.
Homies, like the figurines.
It's Dalton Homies. God damn it. He's 6'8", 215, not stout.
6'8", 215?
That's not that stout.
No, it's not.
That's a slender boy. Played 3 years at Western Washington, then transferred to Point Loma, a D2 school.
Okay.
Very relaxing sounding school. D2 player of the year last year.
Nice.
Averaged 22-6-1 in 31 minutes per game. Listen to these splits. 53% from the field, 47% from three on 6 threes a game, and 84% from the line. This is who I'm most excited for.
Yeah.
Everyone we've talked about, dude.
Me likey.
I want to see him in the summer league. He seems like he could be a good depth spot or like kind of a spot of need. The thing is, he can shoot. That's insane splits.
Yeah. We could call that third string lineup Dalton and the homies.
Dude. Cut the check. Make the shirts. He had the ball in his hands a ton at Point Loma where he played the three.
Okay.
But it seems like in the pros, he would shift more of a spot-up shooter. He's not... from everything.
I would still say he could play the three, though. Like, that's a perfect size. 6'8", 215 is perfect for an NBA three.
Everything that I read... so I couldn't find his O and D ratings. I don't know why they don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that I read and some of the film I watched, he should switch to the four because he doesn't have the best lateral quickness for some of the quicker threes.
Yeah, and you know what might have slowed down that lateral quickness?
What's that?
Tore his ACL twice before finishing high school.
Yeah, so I think that might scare some people away.
You know what, though?
That's not when we were in high school. That's like new high school.
I was going to say, at least it's in high school. Like, if it had happened in college, I'd be a little bit more worried, but like... Your body time. At 18, 17, it's rubber, man.
I think I could have torn my ACL four times. No idea in high school. Absolutely not. Fun fact, the worst tearing an ACL story I've ever heard from someone was I knew a woman who tore her ACL because it had rained out and she had just slipped on the sidewalk.
Oh.
And she snapped her ACL.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, terrible. Fun fact about Dalton homies. When Gordon Hayward was recovering from his horrific injury... he had Dalton play him as his one-on-one partner when he was first getting back. He was the first guy that Hayward played against.
Yeah, he didn't really say
no, he
that,
wasn't,
that
no.
productive of a compliment on
he's
him.
He's actually
though.
Good.
He said he's actually good.
But it was nice to play against him, and he's actually
it
good.
It was a surprise.
Yes. Anyway.
What a condescending comment.
Well, Gordon Hayward's also a weird Fox News dude, so he's a lunatic. But this guy, I would say, other than the Michigan kid, whose name also is Charles, I like this guy the most.
Yeah.
From a shooting perspective, I mean, that's really hard to deny.
Definitely.
Next, we have Cody Martin, one of the more boring names of people we have scouted.
Definitely.
6'7", 205 forward.
4 years of college experience.
Love it. Two at NC State, two at Nevada. Junior year was his best year.
He really crushed that. He got a philosophy degree.
Did he? Smart guy. That's what I like. I want more cerebral players.
Very cerebral.
So I guess junior year, senior year, kind of debatable, which was, I guess junior year is better. 14-6-7 in 35 minutes per game. 12-4-5 in 34 minutes per game as a senior. Career splits of 50, 32 from three on three threes a game. Not good. 69% from the line.
No.
Not good. O rating, 121. I don't know how. D rating, 96 his senior year.
Oof,
I'm not mad at that.
That's pretty good.
I'm not mad at that.
Now, that 69 free throw percentage, terrible. That's a pass.
That's bad. Ranked 70 in ESPN's top 100, which kind of surprised me. Shout out to Clipperholics for their article. They gave a bunch of great stuff for this. All reports indicate that he can shoot off the dribble and has good touch, but I'm not sure if I believe those based on his percentages.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, like, the overall field goal percentage is pretty good. I don't know, man. I'm just leery of
32 and 69.
I'm just leery of anyone who's supposed to be a shooter who shoots less than 70% from the free throw line.
Agreed.
Like, you don't have a good shot.
Yeah, 100%. For a big dude, he's a good passer. He has a 2.3 assist to turnover ratio.
Wow.
Which is really great.
That's incredible.
It's phenomenal.
Especially for a college guy.
Especially for a college guy. Had to create his own shot a lot in college. In pros, another guy like Dalton Homies, who will probably be an off-ball shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Not overly athletic. Also 23 years old, but we like older guys. I think age is nothing but a number for the Clippers.
It's true.
Shout out Aaliyah, RIP. Dude seems like he could be kind of a dirty work guy.
Yeah.
Hustle it out. I don't know. Wouldn't mind seeing him get a run in the summer league just kind of to see his defense. I don't trust the shooting scouting on him.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man.
The final prospect we are running down, Dean Wade.
All right.
That's a good name, dude. Dean Wade, not related to Dwayne Wade. Okay. Parents maybe liked him, but didn't like him that much. Name him Dean. 6'10", 228 power forward. 4 years at Kansas State.
All right.
Shout out KSU. Boo.
Junior.
What?
Boo.
Giving him a boo. Junior year, 16-6-3 and 33 minutes per game. Senior year, 13-6-3 and 30 minutes per game.
Why does everybody get worse their senior year?
I don't know. Shooting splits for his career. 54, fantastic.
Okay.
38, not good. 71.
Fine.
However, senior year, he shot 42% from three on three attempts a game. So he's making one.
Yeah.
Pretty much. For a 6'10 dude, six boards in 30 minutes is not good, I would say.
Especially in college.
Especially in college. Doesn't have the best athleticism. Strong center should be able to bully him. Not a real rim protector. Kind of unclear why we worked him out.
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess there's no harm in working anybody out. This is just a... This type of player is just somebody that I feel like we already have.
Yes. Yes. Agreed.
Someone who is, like, should be playing the power forward position, but kind of doesn't quite have maybe the skill set or the strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we can both agree that the dude we're most excited about is our guy.
Homies.
Dalton Homies. Let us know who you guys think. One more time. Quick shout out to Tom's Urban. Probably going to see a bunch of these guys there after they're done working out for the Clippers. Just chowing down barbecue chicken pieces.
Did you know that Tommy's Original Burgers actually stole their name from Tom's Urban?
I didn't, but that I'm
it's
not
a
gonna,
fact.
I'm not going to fact look check it, up. It, but it sounds about right. Again, shout out Tom's Urban. Coming up after this, little SGA talk, little winning at Oracle talk, little Love, Marry, Kill.
Brought to you by Hotels.com.
So we are here to talk some free agency stuff.
All right.
Bobby Marks heard that SGA won't be on the table for an AD trade.
Duh.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
fine with
like,
that.
Duh.
No one wants that. I never want SGA to be off this team.
SGA is better than AD.
I don't know about that.
As a guard?
As a guard, maybe, actually. I don't
Point
know.
AD?
Point AD.
Cannot match Shea.
I will say this. AD might be better than Shea as a center.
I'll give you that.
remains to be seen. I'm going to go back on my own. No, I think Shea is absolutely untouchable. I was happy to hear that report. Logan Rapp pointed out a very good thing, contributor for Clipperholics to watch out for. For those who think we might get two max slots,
mm-hmm.
if Gallo's moved before the draft, something big is in the works.
Yeah.
However, if he's not moved, things are probably fine. A lot of people online seem to be on the trade Gallo train. You buying a ticket?
No.
Not
absolutely
at all.
Not.
I don't know what we get in return.
I just brought this up. Like, I don't know that the return is out there to get that, like, to see that big of an improvement, unless we're giving up other assets.
Yeah, I think it'd have to be a
And then it just
thing.
Seems a little too rich for my blood.
And like a lateral situation. I'm just not sure, like, what a package of Gallo, Shea, Shant, whatever, what that nets us that's better than those three guys together.
Especially, like, long term.
Yeah.
Moving forward.
Exactly. Are you excited for the Clippers earned edition jerseys next year?
Yeah.
I have a grievance with the I hate the earned edition jersey thing.
I don't remember any of them being that good.
There should be a home, an away, and a throwback.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And a drawback.
That's the weed themed jersey?
The weed jersey, yeah.
Okay, I'm not mad at that. But this is a good segue into an Updike-led Love, Marry, Kill. You want to break it down for him?
Yeah.
This
so
is a great
we got
one.
Clippers special edition jerseys.
Oh, yeah. Spread it on.
And these are going to be all L.A. themed.
The second one's borderline, but go ahead.
We're the heart and soul of L.A.
Well, we're the heart and soul of culture in the United States.
Yes, absolutely. So on the board.
What do we got?
We got an In-N-Out jersey. No. And I want you to just think for 1 second about how classy this jersey
would
look.
I'm not mad at it at all.
All white with the red thing, like from the cups, and matching socks.
Oh, they're going long socks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The long socks. Also on the board.
Okay.
Modelo jersey, aka it's Modelo time.
I don't
think
anyone's mad at that, dude. That would sell so fast.
And you can go anywhere you want with this. You could go maybe big logo. You could maybe go just like a chill, your average LA dude sipping a Modelo. Maybe it's just on the jersey.
like that. Okay.
You know, you can do anything.
I like
with
that
it.
These are kind of G League style complete reband brand jerseys.
No, these are going to look great.
I didn't say they wouldn't look great. All right, what's the third one?
Third one we got, just a classic taco truck jersey.
I like that one.
Yeah, I think maybe just like a classy looking silhouette. And it could say Clippers, you know, as in like the, I don't know, maybe a sunset kind of font. Who knows? You know?
Okay.
I'm not a graphic designer, just by the by.
Yeah.
But I got some great ideas.
Not that everyone thinks, listen to this podcast, I'm a graphic designer.
Actually, if LOL WTF Eric is listening, I'd like him to just mock up whatever jersey he thinks is right.
We got two more to get through.
Anyways, stay off the 405 jersey.
I like that one.
And this one is so regional that I love it.
I like that, yeah.
And then we got some sort of just Hollywood dish jerseys.
Okay.
You can also take that any way you want it.
All right.
You want to go actual Hollywood sign? That's fine.
Do you want to do a guy doing cocaine in the La Poubelle bathroom? Also cool.
Absolutely. Do you want to do like, I don't know, man, reels of film? Do you want to do Charlie Chaplin? I don't know. Whatever you want.
All right. Do you want to go first or want me to go first?
I'll go first.
All right. What do you got? Which one of these are you loving?
What's that?
So which one of these are you loving?
I'm loving, man. So many good ones. I'm loving the taco truck jersey.
Okay.
I feel like it's simple. I feel like it's straightforward.
Cross promotion is fantastic, too. You just have taco trucks outside the game.
That's great. Or, you know, as an alt.
Got the YG taco truck outside.
As
the
an
game.
Alt, it could just be a hot dog cart.
Well, I mean, that's.
I mean, that's just as LA
you know,
as it
gets. I live at the hot dog cart.
I mean, that's, right. You know.
Which one are you marrying?
I'm marrying the In-N-Out jersey. I just like the look of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I.
Is
I don't
it Clippers
know if
colors
I
at all?
It that well. Yeah, it's like white and red, and maybe there's some blue in there.
Okay. Got it. All right.
In my head, it's just a good looking jersey.
In my head, it has, you know how like European jerseys have like the rectangular sponsor underneath the numbers on the back? In my head, it just says In-N-Out on the back underneath the numbers.
Well, I just don't think that you're seeing her.
Right? As if people wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I just think that like the palm tree thing with white, it's like so iconic that people would get it.
Yeah.
Or they wouldn't.
I don't think anyone who hasn't been to In-N-Out would get it.
I don't care.
Hey.
That's their problem.
All right. Which those are the East Coasters wanting the games to start at 2:30 our time. What one do you want to kill?
I'm going to kill, actually, the Hollywood Adidas jerseys. It's just not really our vibe. You know?
Okay.
I think maybe something like, I don't know, San Pedro or something.
A San Pedro jersey?
You know, like the Docks or something. It wouldn't say San Pedro on it. Like,
we're the San Pedro Clippers now?
None of these involve... Okay, I would also like to be clear. None of these involve the name of any business. It's still Clippers. It's just a theme.
All right, so I think I'm loving the stay off the 405 jersey.
Okay, that's a good one.
Because I think we have Ballmer, we have a little cartoon of Ballmer driving his car, and he's like, and he's
I'm
like,
imagining like one of the airbrush things that they draw like in Venice.
And he's like holding his steering wheel, and he's like, and it says stay off the 405. I'm marrying the Hollywood jerseys because I think they do working class Hollywood.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, I think it's like maybe a falafel.
It's like the grips.
I think it's like maybe like a falafel RX type shirt, or like an eatery themed, or I like that NIOTSI.
Yeah.
Like a nice film union themed one. Film union themed jersey is not bad.
You know what? I think that that's the good way to lean with the Hollywood
edition. The film
you know what? I'm unkilling
it. Yeah. So like a film themed edition Hollywood edition jersey, or like I said, like a guy in like a white t-shirt with aviators like doing cocaine at like his nephew's birthday party just because he's so tired from going out the night before. That would be the other Hollywood Adidas jerseys. And then I think I'm killing. Oh man, I don't know if I want to kill any of these. I think I might kill. See, I love all three of these products.
Yeah.
I might kill the Modelo jersey.
What?
Hear me out. I love Modelo. I think, I don't know. Maybe I would kill the internet. I can't kill any of these.
Yeah, it's really hard. The only reason, my only hesitation with the Modelo jersey is I just don't have a clear enough thought on how to pull it off yet.
Yeah.
Because it shouldn't say Modelo on it. What if it's just a can, but like where it would say, or no, it's the classic,
no.
It's the classic Especial bottle, right?
But the
broken foil, but the Clippers logo on the bottle.
Yeah, like those old, like that old University of Montana football shirt.
Yes.
Yeah, so it looks something like the Modelo, but it's the Clippers. That's tight.
Yeah.
All right. Let us know what special edition jerseys you guys want.
Special edition. Get at us.
Baby. Now, again, that was sponsored by Hotels.com. They asked specifically to sponsor the Live, Marry, Kill section. What do we got for these guys on Tuesday? Should we run down the rest, kind of the peripheral Clippers?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to run down Motley. We're going to run down Delgado, Sindarius.
Yes.
All those guys for you guys on Tuesday. Rome. Shout out to Untuck It. I'm wearing an Untucked button-down shirt right now.
Yeah, but it's not an Untuck It one, so you look like a fool.
I look like an idiot. I got demoted at my job. I'm the guy who goes to get coffees. I don't even bring them into the office anymore. They make me give them off to someone else because I look so bad. I need to step myself up. I'm going to untuckit.com. Check it out. Hope everyone has a fantastic weekend.
Yeah.
Get at us anytime you want to talk about the show. You can review us on iTunes. You can find me at Charles Mockler.
Me at Will Updike.
Locked On Clips, the entity. That is the show. It's always
fun. Locked On Clips. You can also listen on the Himalaya app. If you haven't tried it yet, check it out. I mean, get on the wave. It's new.
It's much more enjoyable than climbing the actual Himalayas.
Yeah.
Who wants to do that? Definitely. Anyway.
Too expensive. Also, tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Clippers.
Dude, that smart speaker, it's a dumb speaker if it ain't playing our podcast, baby. Also, look out for the Locked On Clippers vinyl podcast coming out. We're going to have a vinyl record for every podcast that's ever come out.
All right, this is too many plugs.
All right, guys.
We got to get back out of here. I'd love to stay and plug stuff all day, talk clips, but you know, it's Friday, man. Might have to hit Modelo time.
Hey, I've been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. Thanks so much for listening, y'all.